Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade. It's Matty Gow, and it's probably been, despite the success of everything they've done, Shepherd's biggest year throughout 2020 and into 2021. They have just rounded up 12 months of releasing a song a month. The brand new one is Soaring to New Heights. They are learning to fly. It's all in anticipation for Kaleidoscope Eyes on the 26th of February. And I'm catching up with one of our favourite chats now, George Shepherd from Shepherd. You absolute ragamuffin, what are you up to, mate?
G'day, Matty. Mate, I'm just chilling out in the car park eating some dumplings. What about you?
Sounds like a normal Saturday night then. Excellent. I'm just chatting to you, mate, but how much have you put into 2020 and 2021? Are you looking forward to having a bit of a break now, or what happens for Shepherd?
Yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind last year. We decided to give ourselves this nearly impossible challenge of 12 singles in 12 months, so a single every month, which was a great idea at the time. It's just a lot of work because, I mean, most albums you'll get, you know, 2-3 singles if you're lucky, but in the way that it's working with streaming and Spotify and algorithms and all this stuff, it's not really that fun to think about. People just consume music differently. We've discovered that doing it this way, releasing it episodically, you know, consistently, it really works well for the audience. It works well for us as like artists getting to release a new song every month.
Yeah,
it's been a challenge, but it's been so rewarding for us. And now to have this album coming out with all of the build up with it, it's been fantastic.
Well, the thing with it as well, though, you set the challenge for the songs, but you've also been like producing and starring in the film clips for them as well, like putting on old fat suits and really having an absolute belter with this as well. Looks a lot of fun, but gosh, the work, mate.
Mate, that's it. Like, to do 12 entire videos, it was just insane. It felt like a university assignment.
But George, you've actually discovered some own talent in your own relationship as well, with Kathleen getting amongst it, mate. She's going to be out for an Academy Award soon enough, don't you think?
Well, Kathleen actually, it's the second clip she's been in. She was in the symphony clip, and that was her first sort of breakthrough performance, if you will. But she wasn't featured too much, and then Brand New were like, look, it's a song about you. It's a song about us and our relationship.
You cutie.
It's got to be you. It's got to be you in the fat suit. You know, we'll just have so much fun. The chemistry will be there.
Yeah.
Like a Dr. Water, mate. She just absolutely put on the character and stole the show, in my opinion.
Film clips, visual things. You're a visual band now because you've got rock star hair we chatted about last time with a bit of peroxide, and now a little bit of a pink flinge through it. You said you wanted to keep up with your sister and actually not just be a normal dude. As we move forward with Shepherd, what's the next fashionista tip you've got for us all, mate?
Oh, mate, it's every day as it comes. I look in the mirror and I'm like, what do I want to do today? But I think still leading into the album, I'm going to dye my hair pink because the colors of the album, they're like the peachy pink, orangey sort of color palette. So that's what I'm going to do in support of our album.
Take one for the team, mate. No, it's going well for you, and going well is the brand new one with Learning to Fly. We're going to play it. Would you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, the song is essentially about rediscovering your inner child. How did we lose that sense of play, that sense of fun, and at what point does life just become about, you know, a means to an end and trying to chase bills and get jobs and just work? And, you know, we all need a little bit of a kick up the butt to remind ourselves that, you know, there is a child still in every single one of us, and it's about relearning how to connect with that inner child, relearning how to fly. The whole album itself, like the theme of Kaleidoscope Eyes, is about seeing color and beauty in the mundane and the everyday. So it's like, you know, Kaleidoscope Eyes is like a metaphor for when you're falling in love. Like, the world seems a little bit more colorful and saturated, you know, because someone's turned the saturation up on the world around you. And so, yeah, it fit well into that theme as well.
Yeah, and it's all in the lead up to Kaleidoscope Eyes, which you've said is coming out on the 26th. They're going to be your third album. Is there anything that we don't expect?
Putting it together as an album, been such a rewarding experience, getting to like figure out the listening experience from start to finish. So we got like this nice intro. We had a beautiful intro for Watching the Sky, the second album. I wanted to do something very similar, you know, an intro, the nice beautiful musical intro that leads into the first song. So we've done that again. There's like an intro for the side B of the vinyl. There's a couple of extra tracks in there that weren't released as part of 12 singles in 12 months.
Cool.
There's still a lot on the album that a lot of people haven't heard yet.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, we just can't wait to have it all out there as a full package. It's going to be great.
Well, we're looking forward to February 26th for your third album, Kaleidoscope Eyes. George Shepherd from Shepherd, appreciate you taking some time out here, mate. Love chatting to you.
Yeah, anytime, Matt. Good to speak to you. G'day, this is George from Shepherd, and you're listening to our new single, Learning to Fly, on Ozmade.